good evening. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomer Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. They can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The Boomville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on, Tuesday, May 20th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Art Community Center at 106 Schuyler Street in Boomville, New York. Everybody is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boomvillearc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Jeff.
5AOW, good evening, Jeff.
K2VLA.
Okay, there's four. We'll start at the top with N2PFM. George, good evening. What's up?
Oh, yes. Good evening, Jeff. Everyone else on the net, temperature 29 degrees. Temperature range today was 20 to low 40s. And we did have about a half an inch of snow that overnight that melted by midday. And we're still flooded out all around here. We got to go up to New Bremen in order to get across. And even that road, one lane is flooded. They got the barriers up there now that you got to go into the oncoming lane on one side, and the other side has to go on the shoulder where they got it barriered off now. But it's better than having to go all the way up to Carthage and around. That's for sure. So. Well, it's over with, and glad the river's going to start coming down, and maybe by tomorrow morning I'll be able to cross the Beaches Bridge again. I hope so. So, that's about it. Nothing much else to report, so say God bless, and 73's for now, and 2PFM clear.
All right, George. Well, looks like we got a couple of days of no rain, so it should start to let up a little bit. And I would imagine a good portion of the melt is taking place already. I know it has here. Well, that rain there last night and yesterday, well, mostly yesterday, pretty much accelerated the melt here in my yard anyway, the woods here by my house. All right, well, thanks for checking in, George. We'll catch up with you later. N5AOW, Bill, good evening. What's up?
Good evening, Jeff, N5AOW. Oh, an easy day today. I didn't do a whole lot. Pretty well enjoyed the day and stayed inside. A little bit too cool to do anything outside, and not really anything much I needed to do. I'm waiting for the warmer weather. I know it's going to get here, but right now we just got to bide time. Went down and checked on a few things that I needed to and came back home and relaxed. Took a little nap in the afternoon. That's pretty much it. So back to you, Jeff, and 73 to everyone on the net this evening, N5AOW.
Hey, Bill, you still interested in maybe picking up a night on the net?
Sure. I was going to ask you after the net in case, you needed someone for any particular night. It doesn't matter to me, so that'll work all right.
Well, I was hoping for somebody for Thursday, if that's all right.
Sure, not a problem.
Okay, it's yours. Thursday night, 9 o'clock. That works out great for me because that way I get Thursday, Friday, and Saturday off right in a row from it. So usually Clint does Friday and Paul does Saturday. So somebody picks it up anyway. But all right, thanks, Bill. Thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. And I think you two collided on this one, but I believe the other person was KA2ZNZ. Jack, good evening. What's up?
Yeah, we must have collided there. Good evening,
Jeff. George Orwell's is on the side. Oh, quite a bitter day down this way. We never got much above 35. In fact, what snow we did get overnight, it didn't all melt even. So some are down the cars and stuff like that. Well, it was kind of a cold day here today. But we survived. A lot of sunshine. We gotta say that. It was a nice sunny day, but very cold. Anyways, not too much more to report. Right now we're at 29 degrees. 7-3 small, KA2 guys.
Alright, Jack. Yeah, we had similar weather here. Wherever the sun hit, the snow melted, but wherever the sun didn't hit, it kind of stuck around for the most part, so, I guess we'll probably get rid of a bunch more tomorrow. Alright, well, thanks for checking in, Jack. You have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. KA2, VLA, Clint, good evening. What's up?
KA2, VLT, good evening, Jeff. This is KA2, VLA. Well, we've had a nice day. We lost our summer weather for a day or two, but I suppose we'll be back shortly. We just did no cover, so we gained nothing by the blizzard that the weatherman announced for the past 5 weeks. I'm looking at my computer, and Joni was in the other day, and she put a picture on. 10-point buck that Mark got 2 years ago. Looks real nice on there. Snow-covered woods, right on the trail, on the way to your camp. So I guess that's all the news in 73. This is KA2PLA. I'll be clear.
Alright, Clint. Well, let's hope he left some sun behind. I'd like to see some more of them bucks up there by my camp. But, well, we'll have to see. At this point, the way the wind is going, they might just go right into rut here soon. They might think it's fall. But, well, we got hopefully got a long summer and ahead of us here. So, alright, Clint, thanks for checking in. It's good hearing from you. And we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2 AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. For myself, it's just been a work day. Nothing to report. I got outside a few times just to walk around and smell the air, and it was kind of cold. I went back inside. I didn't care for it. Wasn't bad in the sun, but the air wasn't as soft as it was there a few days ago where it was nice and warm. And but I'm looking forward to tomorrow here. They're saying in the mid-50s, low-50s, somewhere in there, so that'll be good enough for me. As long as it gets up that high, I can be pretty comfortable in 50s and 60s. Just fine. Matter of fact, a lot of times I'll just wear shorts in that weather. I'm pretty comfortable. As long as the sun's out, it's not too windy. But that's all I got to report here. All right, KD2 AIT, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return this frequency to whatever amateur you use. I'd like to thank George, Bill, Jack, and Clint for checking in tonight. Say 73 to anyone listening in. This is KD2 AIT, clear.
KC2NBU monitoring.
KC2NBU, this is KD2 AIT. Good evening, what's up?
Did I miss the net? 11 after, no, it's 9:12.
Yeah, you missed it. It ended here about, what, 3-4 minutes ago.
Yeah, story of my life. Too little, too late. So, we had good weather today. But, I just thought I'd check in, make sure we met or not.
Okay. Yeah, it was a quick one there. We had George, Bill, Jack, and Clinton, and that was about it. We had a good meeting there last night, too. Good turnout. So, I guess Pete said that they're putting in an order for, maybe he said it was a Master 2 or Master 3, I can't remember now, from that guy Bob. And we're actually going to end up having two of them. So, I thought you'd be happy with that. I think he said the order was going in Friday or Saturday or something. We should have he's just getting parts for one or something like that. I don't know what the whole story was, but anyway, it should be about a month or so turnaround.
Well, that's good news. That's good news. Hopefully we have enough money to cover Bob's expenses. If not, let me know and if I can help out.
Yeah, it was a very reasonable price, and at least we all thought so. I thought so. So, and well within the close budget, I think. So, we'll talk more about it later. I got to get going here. So, I hope you have a good evening there. And if you remember there tomorrow night, maybe we'll catch you on the net. That's 82 AIT. Clear on your final.
Well, super. You have hang around and check in with Octen a little bit later. Over.
Roger that. I don't know if I'll be here or not. I'm just getting ready to head off to bed. All right, good evening. KC2AIT, clear.
KC2MBU, clear and listening. KCQNDU, good evening, no traffic.
This is November 2, Whiskey Bravo X-ray, good evening, no traffic.
That recognizes KC2NBU and N2WBX. Good evening to both, thanks for checking in. Any other stations out there like to check in with Octen this evening?
N5AOW, no traffic.
N5AOW, good evening, thanks for checking in. Any others out there like to check in with the Octen Night Account Traffic Emergency Net tonight? Final call for this evening's edition of Octen. Any stations out there, would you please, if you want to check in, please come out with your call sign. QSY to 147-240.